1620-94.5 WTAW. You'll hear comments from the June 14th, 2022 meetings of the Brazos County Commission and Bryan City Council. At both of those meetings, a common topic was the operation of the county's elections office. Both governing bodies discussed the decision to not use Galilee Baptist Church in Bryan as a voting center for last month's primary runoff election. Bryan Council heard City Secretary Marilyn Strada say more than once during Tuesday's meeting, the city has nothing to do with partisan elections because the council is a nonpartisan body.
By law, we cannot be on those ballots. Nothing can be on those ballots except the primary and the primary runoff. We are nonpartisan by law. How in the world people started a rumor that the city had anything to do with it, but I can assure you we did not.
Strada also repeated her formal request to the elections office that Galilee Church, which has been a voting center in past city elections, will continue as a center in future city elections.
I have been assured that Galilee will be used for both early voting and election day voting in the November election this year, as it has been in the past.
Bryan Councilman Ruben Marine said he fielded a lot of calls from people thinking the city had closed the church for the primary runoff, which the city did not.
I received a lot of calls, why was Galilee Baptist Church closed? And a lot of people thought the city of Bryan closed it. And I said, no, we did not close it. I want to make that very clear. The city of Bryan did not close that polling place.
During Tuesday's County Commission meeting, Commissioner Nancy Berry read a prepared statement that responsibility for the church not being used for the primary runoff election was shared between the commission, the elections office, and the leaders of the local political parties.
Well, the election administration took all the heat from the citizens. I want to say that the blame for not having Galilee Baptist Church as a polling place is shared by not only the election office, but by the political parties and the commissioner's court as well. I want to let Trudy and Crystal know how much we value their service and what a great job they do, and kudos to the election administration staff as well.
Commissioner Russ Ford agreed with an idea from constituents to form a citizens panel to make recommendations about the elections office.
That instead of us just trusting the election administrators thing blindly, not taking any further action on the thing, that we should probably have a citizens panel, if you would, that would look into all of these issues.
Ford also called for opening voting centers in rural locations within a 30-minute drive of voters' homes.
Not having a voting location within 30 minutes of people's house out in East County is extremely important.